It's 1:50 p.m. on Tuesday, the 3rd of June, day 18 in my adventure. I'm riding west along a piece of road that's due to have a bend in it. It must be straight for about 50k now, and I'm getting a bit tired of it, I have to say. There's a long set of sort of rolling hills, so you can see sort of way into the distance, probably 5 or 10 kilometers ahead, and there's the crest of a hill, and whenever you get there you're greeted with another scene exactly the same, another crest 5-10 kilometers into the distance, a perfectly straight road in between. Definitely arid tropical forest on both sides of the road. Quite good dry grass cover, plenty of trees, a few signs of cattle, although not many. I'm about 35 kilometres east of Daly Waters, which is where I'm heading for today. There's a motel where, on the corner where this road joins up with the Stuart Highway, which is the main north-south road between Adelaide and Darwin. And I'm not booked, but hopefully they've got a room. I would have booked last night from Cape Crawford, but there was no mobile phone reception there. That's where I ended up after yesterday's very long day. And at Cape Crawford, the Tablelands Highway, which was on all yesterday, ended in the joined Highway 1 again, so I'm now effectively travelling westwards on Highway 1 again, having left it at Normanton a few days ago on the Gulf of Carpentaria to head south to Cloncurry and Mount Isa. And the reason for leaving Highway 1 is that between Normanton and Cape Crawford, a large part of it's four-wheel drive, gravel road, corrugations, washouts, creek crossings, you name it. Not the kind of thing to do on a road bike with any speed. Anyway, that's the last detour for a while. I'm on Highway 1 for quite a long time now, because it switches to go up the Stuart Highway to Katherine, which is my objective for tomorrow night, and then turn left at Katherine and head for Western Australia. Not really much to say about today. It's been a pretty straight run, not very much traffic. Slight following breeze, although just barely. I just finished my last rest break for the day, and I was sitting there in the shade cast by the panniers on my bike. The sun's blazing down. I mean, not really hot, but probably around 30 degrees centigrade. And not very much of a breeze, not really enough to cool you off while you were sitting there. When you're riding, you actually generate a little bit more breeze, and it's not quite so bad. But you're definitely in the tropics when it's now winter in Australia, and it's a pretty warm day, cloudless sky. I got up at 2 a.m. this morning at Cape Crawford. I was in one of their luxury cabins. The difference between luxury and standard was the standard just have a bed in it, and the luxury has a bed and a fridge in it. I like to get a fridge because I usually end up buying a reasonable amount of food and drink each night to take with me the next day, and it's good if I can keep it in the fridge overnight. And then I've got a few places in my gear where there's some insulation, and I can, if I store cold drinks together, then and store them with things like sandwiches, then they stay cold all day. Well, if not cold, then cool all day. But the walls on those cabins were paper thin, and there was an elderly couple in the room next to me, and I could clearly hear them talking to each other. The whole conversation when I was trying to go to sleep last night, and I went to bed around 8 o'clock, and I didn't even dare set my alarm on my my mobile phone this morning, because it would have been so loud it would have woken them up for sure. So I just trusted myself to wake up around 2, which I did, and then I tiptoed around packing everything up before I left, so as not to wake anybody. A nice big eagle just flew up off some roadkill in front of me here. I sent a few birds today, a few black cockatoos and other kinds, but no other animals apart from a few cattle. Hopefully I'm going to be at Daly Waters by 3:30. The goal of getting into bed by 5:30, because I need to get up about midnight and be on the road by 1 o'clock tomorrow morning if I'm to get to Katherine in the early afternoon, which I want to do so that I can visit the primary school class of Rodney Gregg, who's a teacher up there, who's kept in touch with me on both my attempts to ride around Australia, and his students have used my route as a catalyst for various classes, and they have, and he thinks it's good for them to actually see the person who's making the trip when I get the chance. Had to get off the road there. This road's only wide enough for a vehicle, and the caravan passing me behind means I go off into the dirt, which always makes me a little bit nervous because it's quite soft, and one wrong turn and the front wheel can go out from under me. But if I stay on the road, which I think is my right, and they, to overtake me, have to put their outside two wheels in the dirt on the other side of the road, quite often they kick up some stones and stuff and dust, and I've decided generally that the better of two evils is to get off the road and miss the flying stones and the dust. Anyway, so I want to try and get into Katherine in time to go to Rodney's class sometime between 1 and 2 tomorrow. If that's not a suitable time for him, then I think we'll have to give it a miss, because I want to get into the routine of going to bed early and getting up midnight or soon after, so that I can get early starts from now on. That's it for now.